Chapter 9. Who is Eliza? When the Eynsford Hills had driven away, Higgins returned to the drawing room and sat down next to his mother.
"Well, Mother, what do you think?"
he asked.
"Is Eliza a lady?"
"You silly boy," said Mrs. Higgins. "Of course she's not a lady. She's beautiful and her pronunciation is perfect. But every word that comes out of her mouth shows that she is still a common girl."
Pickering looked thoughtful.
"Do you think we can do something about her language?"
he asked.
"Not while Henry is her teacher,"
said Mrs. Higgins, looking at her son with displeasure.
"His language is hardly a good example."
"Well, perhaps you're right,"
admitted Higgins, seeing Pickering sharing Mrs. Higgins' opinion too. Mrs. Higgins looked at the professor closely and she was silent for a while. When she finally spoke, her voice was gentle but firm.
"Now, you two, I want you to tell me exactly how things are at Wimpole Street."
"Well, I have moved there,"
said Pickering.
"Henry and I are working together on Indian dialects."
"Yes, I know all that,"
said Mrs. Higgins a little impatiently.
"But where does the girl live?"
"Well, she lives with us, of course," replied Higgins.
"I see,"
said his mother skeptically.
"But is she a servant? Is she the lady of the house? What is she? Who exactly is Eliza?"
"I think I know what you mean,"
said Pickering slowly.
"Well, I don't,"
said Higgins.
"The girl is useful. She knows where everything is. She makes a note of all my appointments and so on. Besides, she is the most absorbing project I've ever taken on."
"Oh, dear,"
sighed Mrs. Higgins.
"You both act like babies playing with your doll. Don't you realize that when Eliza walked into Wimpole Street, something walked in with her?"
"Well, yes,"
said Pickering.
"Her father walked in with her, but Henry sent him away."
"That's not what I mean,"
said Mrs. Higgins irritably.
"I mean that when Eliza came to live with you, she brought a problem with her."
"Yes, I know,"
explained Higgins.
"The problem of how to turn her into a lady. But we've almost solved that problem."
"There is another problem."
Mrs. Higgins went on raising her voice a little as she became impatient with her son.
"The problem of what to do with Eliza once you finish with her."
"Well, that's no problem at all,"
said Higgins.
"She can go her own way with all the advantages I have given her."
"Advantages?"
exclaimed Mrs. Higgins.
"She will have all the manners and habits that make her a fine lady, but she will not have a fine lady's money. What is she to do?"
"We'll find her some employment,"
answered Higgins, rising. After Colonel Pickering reassured Mrs. Higgins too, the two men returned to Wimpole Street to prepare Eliza for the ambassador's party. They only had a few weeks to turn their pupil into a proper lady, and they were determined to make the most of the time they had left.